That's in a gangster lean. And also my boys in the pen, and they'll never see the street again. Cause you know what? It don't matter what they was doing while they was here. They could've been banging, slanging, but they ain't here no more. Now somebody's daddy, somebody's baby, or somebody's homie. So go and let them rest in peace while they in that gangster lean. You know what I'm saying? That's on the real low.
How do I say goodbye to what we had? The good time that made us laugh, I'll wave back. get to thee forever, but forever's gone away. It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday. I don't know when the road is going to lead. All I know is where we've been and what we've been through. If we get and I'll take with me the memory to be my sunshine after the rain. It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday. And I'll take
make all Yeah. Hello, hello, and welcome to my world of green. Tonight is Real Life Wednesdays. And, you know, on this night, I try to offer counseling to those of so many of us that has lost somebody. Maybe not today. Maybe not yesterday. You know, maybe you lost somebody in this month, in the last couple of months. And it even goes for those who, you know, when we lose somebody, I mean, I lost my parents a couple of years ago. I'm still hurting. Facts. Lost nephew. Lost a lot of family members that I think about on a daily basis. You know, it just doesn't go away. So if you are in the same position that I'm in, you know, then this show would relate to you. My goal on this day is to offer counseling the best way I can so we can kind of conjugate together in our grief and deal with it. If you don't deal with it, it'll eat you up. Definitely will. Shout out to everybody tuned in. The number, if you'd like to speak about someone you lost that you miss, or, you know, you want to talk about a fun memory that will, you know, put a smile on your face, definitely 515-605-9329 is the number. We do appreciate you, you know, stopping through and just sitting down and listening if that's what you want to do. The music, some of the selections I'm playing is, you know, is for you to kind of listen to the words and feel inside what you lost and, you know, what you're going to have to go through going forward, because whoever you lost, however you lost them, it is a great loss. And I want to say I'm sorry for your loss, whoever you lost. I'm deeply sorry. I know how it feels. So you have to, you know, we got to try to allow ourselves to feel your emotions fully. You got to start there. You want to seek support from friends and family members if you can. And, you know, join a grief support group, which is what this is, support for your grief. Another option you can do, you can write about your feelings. It might sound silly, but just alone, quietly, like tonight, alone, quietly with the music, just listening, reminiscing. You can just write down some of the things that you would have liked to have said to the person you lost. Maybe you guys had an argument and you don't know how to apologize. You just apologize like you apologize to anybody else. Put it on paper because you can't, you know, do it face-to-face. So put it on paper and read it out loud and they'll hear it, I promise you. Express your emotions through art or creative outlets. That's a good idea. You could practice deep breathing exercises. That will definitely calm your mind, deep breathing exercises, because sometimes you could, you know, kind of catch a panic attack from, you know, just thinking. And that's not what I'm trying to create here. I'm trying to give you a safe space, a haven, if you will, to come to, you know, just to let your thoughts relax. Engage in regular physical activities if you can, and release some tension. And those of you who've lost somebody today, actually, and you've been crying all day and you've been all day, that's not what they would want you to do. So get up, take a shower, get you something to eat. You know, you got a little bit of music playing. I don't have any, you know, wild music going on. Just something to keep your mind in a good space. And I hope that I'm helping to do that. That's the only thing I'm trying to do here. I want you to encourage regular physical activity. You know, you got to release the tension. Still do the same things that you normally do, even if you feel like crying all day. Get up, take a shower, eat you something, clean your house, go outside, sit on the porch, take a walk, and then come back and cry. But you have to get those outlets. And I'm going down a list of things that, you know, I did research on, that these are good, helpful, useful things that you can do during these terrible times. You want to listen, like I just said, you want to listen to calming music or nature sounds, which is why I don't plan to do too much talking tonight. You know what you can do? You can create a memory box or scrapbook honoring your loved ones and spend time in nature and find, you know, solace and peace. That's just a couple things. And I have, you know, so many others that you can do. And like I said, I just want to bring you a little comfort tonight. We're going to go back to the music. Sit back, relax, and enjoy. I got you.
Yeah.
Welcome back. It's the Duchess, a.k.a. Mrs. Misunderstood. This is Greenleaf Network Live. The number is 515-605-9329. If you want to say something to your loved ones that you lost, we are doing some quality time tonight, just learning how to deal with grief a little bit better than you have been dealing with it, or maybe you haven't. I'm just offering some tips for you to deal. Rest in peace to anybody that you lost today, this week, this month, this year, last couple of years. It don't matter. It still hurts all the same, like it just happened. So I gave you 10 things. I'm going to give you 10 more. You can volunteer or engage in acts of kindness in memory of your loved ones. You can seek comfort from pets or animals. That's really good. Cats and dogs are good for that. Attend religious or spiritual services for solace. This mindful meditation, stay present. You can seek professional counseling or therapy. Attend a grief retreat or workshop. Consider this that. Establish a routine to provide structure and stability. Set small achievement and goals for yourself. You can do little things at a time. You know, say today you're going to get up, eat, take a bath, and watch some TV for an hour and then lay back down and accomplish all that in one day. Do that. You could do baby steps. And don't feel bad about not being able to go to work, especially if you just lost somebody. They should have something called bereavement if you don't know what that is. Even if you have a new job, they still should have an option. If you lost somebody, sometimes they say it has to be immediate family. Do what you have to do to grieve for who you have to grieve for. Sometimes you lose somebody that might not be your mom or might not be your dad or your aunt, but they act as those people and they served as those people in your life, and you deserve to have that time to grieve for them just as well. So try to make accommodations for that. And just remember that you're in the grieving process, so the people at your job and your friends and the outside world, they may not understand as well as you think they should. You know, sometimes when somebody passes away, it feels like the world should stop. Like, why is anybody laughing right now? You know, like, nothing funny right now. I've been there. I understand. You know, in this day and age, it doesn't work that way. And, you know, sometimes you have to grieve privately and stay strong for the people that's around you, or just be strong for yourself and get through the day. Sometimes you can't afford to take off a lot of days. You don't have that many, you know, days to do that. Again, this is why I'm trying to help you get through it. So set small achievable goals for yourself. Reach out to others who have experienced similar losses. Again, this is why I'm doing this, because I have experienced similar losses. Create a playlist of comforting and meaningful songs. And that was 10. Let me do 5 more before we go to a couple more songs. Practice self-compassion and kindness towards yourself. Read books or articles about grief and healing. It's very important. Create a gratitude journal to focus on positive aspects of life. Explore alternative healing, such as acupuncture and massage therapy. And also, too, for people with the green thumbs, you can plant a garden or a tree in memory of your loved one. We'll be right back. Don't worry, they miss you, too.
Do 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 do
Welcome back. Feeling Network Live. It is I, Duchess, a.k.a. Miss Misunderstood, and we're doing a little grief counseling to help everybody who's lost someone, you know, get through it a little bit better. Every day's not a good day, you know, and I don't want to pretend that it is, you know, and when I send out my texts, I say, hey, you know, happy Monday, happy Tuesday, happy Wednesday, but shit, anything could have just happened. You could have just lost your mom. It's not happy. Because just lost your dad, because just lost a kid. You're not happy. It's life. It's not happy every day. So I want to make sure that I am living in the real world, and part of the real world is death. It's like, unfortunately, you know, that from the day you're born, you start to die. And that continues to happen until you do die. And then when you die, that's it. So in between that, you got to try to live an exceptional life where you can, when you do go, you can say, hey, I lived the best life I thought I could have. You want to make sure that you are treating people well before you go. That's also important. And I mean, that's for the people who are still here, because you're going to go too. I know it hurts that they're gone, but it's inevitable. Every single person that you know, that you love, is going to go. Whether you're here to see them go or not, it's going to happen. And I had a friend say, well, you don't prepare for death. You know, I somebody that I love really dear, I said, you know, it's going to really hurt when to see them go. And she said, well, don't wait for it. Don't prepare for it. I didn't think about it that way. I didn't realize that that's what I was doing, knowing I was doing that. I just believe, you know, it's so real, and it's going to happen, but I just think that it's so sad just to know that you're never going to see that person that you love so much in that form again. And you believe in the outside world and the other side of the world. But if you have connection with the spirit world, you know, you're lucky, because I'm one of those people, and, you know, when they go, that's not the end. You know, that's a whole nother show, but that's not the end. We can still talk. We can still communicate. People who don't have that same spiritual gift don't get to see that. They don't get to hear it. They don't get to feel it. So it's completely gone for them. And I think that that's really sad, you know. And I try my best to understand that and bring comfort to those who are not going to get another chance to ever hear or see their loved one again. So that's sad to me. I'm going to go into a couple more. We're going to get out of here shortly. We've got about 10 minutes left in the show. We've got a couple more songs. But I wanted to give a few more things. And this list that I actually researched kind of gets a little redundant. So like a lot of the same, you know, spiritual leader, blah, blah, blah. So I'm not going to keep reading the same thing over and over. But I am going to skip through to the ones that I feel is relevant to, you know, my listeners, family, friends. Off with plant and tree memory for the loved one. So light candles or incense during the moment of reflection. That's a good one. Cook and bake their favorite foods in honor of their memory. That's a good one. Practice in rituals or traditions that hold significance for you. Seek guidance from, you know, again, that's seek guidance from a spiritual religious leader. Practice forgiveness towards yourself and others. And I saw that one and I was like, well, man, what does that really have to do with it? But if you can, you have to be able to forgive, because sometimes when someone passes away, you get angry at them. You get angry at them. You feel a sort of way. I experienced that, I have to say, because my mom, God bless her, she my whole world, and she will always say to me, girl, I'm not going away. I'm never leaving. I'm never going to die. I'm never leaving. And, you know, maybe it was silly of me to believe, but I believed that. And when the time finally came, I was, whoa, wait a minute. You know, it should have been a reality, a wake-up call that was just something to hold me over, but instead I was angry because I felt like that was a promise broke. And then I had to come to terms with, well, if that was a promise that she made, she kept that promise for 75 years. So in that instance, I had to forgive, you know? So you have to learn to forgive. You have to. All right, we're going to go back to a little bit more music, and then we'll be back for the last couple.
Though I'm missing you,
although
I'll find a way to get through.
I'll find a way.
Living without you,
'cause you were my sister, my strength, and my pride. Only God may know why. Still I will get by.
left too long, so come back home. I can't live without you, so I'll cry for you. Do anything that I can to feel that touch from your hand. Sorry that I want you, lady, what do I do? You know you're
yeah, we're back. Mary's Network Live, the Duchess, a.k.a. Mrs. Misunderstood. Shout out to everybody who tuned in yesterday. We had some technical difficulty on Monday, so we did Real Talk with Dr. Divine yesterday. I know you're a little confused. Like, what? We did Real Talk with Dr. Divine yesterday. So we just continued on with the schedule today. Tomorrow is DJ night. Make sure you send in your music to greenleafeverything@gmail.com. It's an amazing time. What we do is we have something called a green light special, in which case you send your music in. Our judges will judge. You have to get three green lights. Three judges have to get three green lights. If you get three green lights, we will play your song in its entirety on Friday and Saturday. Any song from last week, we take out of the switchboard. We restart, so this is a new week. So if you're submitting something, make sure you try to submit it tonight. You got all day tomorrow until showtime, which is at 11 p.m. tomorrow night. So shout out to everybody who has already sent their music in. It's going to be an amazing a night tomorrow. There's so much music, and oh my goodness, I got so much work to do. I can't wait to have a good time with you guys tomorrow on a lighter note. But I wanted to just do this story right before we left because I got the stories late, didn't see the stories. So I'm not going to be able to do all of them. I'll do some next week. But I wanted to do this one story. This just actually happened about 6 hours ago. A 7-year-old girl died She sent it to me 6 hours ago. I'm sorry. So this happened Tuesday. So a seven-year-old girl died Tuesday after a sand from a deep hole she was digging with her brother in the beach. That's in Florida. So it says the sea collapsed on them both. The brother was pulled out alive and hospitalized. The tragedy the family is facing is in South Florida. So she was digging a hole, playing with her brother. The sand fell on them, and she got pummeled into the sand. The brother got out, but she didn't. So I don't see the name. And if you go, oh my goodness, if you go online and look it up, it's terrible. It's a big deep hole in the middle of the beach. And you can kind of see, like, just a body print, like a child's body print. They got cones around it. It's terrible. It's absolutely terrible. And I thought maybe it was quicksand, but that's not even the case. Quicksand didn't even do that. So I'm still trying to see the last name so I can. Well, rest in peace to the family. Condolences to the family, regardless of, you know, last name or not. I'm so sorry that happened to you. The whole beach is covered with, you know, FBI and all types of agents. So the beach in that part of the town has been shut down. And they said that the same thing happened in Chesapeake, Virginia, with a boy. He was actually 17, and he was killed while digging a hole in the side of the sand on, it's called Dunn's Beach. And that's in North Carolina. Now, what is this? It says the hole digging in the beach is highly unstable. So my thing is this: why are they digging holes? I don't understand. Why would they be digging holes in the beach? I can understand trying to make sandcastles. I guess you gotta dig the holes to do that. I just can't understand a child. The first one that I just read wasn't even 11 years old. How could her digging have caused it to collapse? Just don't sound right to me. I don't know. But I wanted to get that story in real quick. They wanted to make sure that I got that. Okay, wait, here's another one. She says, hello, Dutch. Don't forget him. A year earlier, I'm just being told an 18-year-old man from Maine also died from digging an 8 to 10 feet hole with his sister, and that was at Toms River Beach in New Jersey. Wow. What's up with the beach collapsing? We're going to have to go a little deep. Like I said, I can't get all these stories in. We're going to have to dig a little deeper. I will definitely make sure that I get these in for next week. I appreciate you guys tuning in. It's definitely a pleasure to have you. Now, you know, again, I want you to understand why we do this on Wednesday, because every day is not a good day. Okay? That's just 100. I can't laugh and joke all week because everybody's not laughing and joking all week. Some people lose people. I lose people. Family lose people. Friends lose people. And you have to be sensitive to that fact. No matter what day I choose to do that, I just want to make sure that you guys are getting a little bit of everything. Thanks for all of the support. I'm glad that everybody is liking the show. You get something different every day, and that's going to be my goal. I'm going to complete that mission here on this station. As far as the music is concerned, I stay in my era, you know. I like hot hip-hop, and so, you know, the music that I'm playing is music that I feel represents the show the best. And, you know, we don't do too, we play indie music. We're building up the station to play it. But while I'm playing industry music, it's going to be the people who my viewers and my listeners enjoy. No, because I got some, you know, I just want to address this because I got some, oh, well, you don't play a lot of the new music. I don't agree with it. So I'm not going to play or support something that I don't agree with. So that's why that's not happening. So for those who say that, you know, at the end of the day, even though I'm not playing that, if you want to submit, you know, that form of music on Thursday, you're free to do that. And then, you know, we just judge it. You're free. I just don't play it on a regular basis, but you're free to submit whatever you like. So that's the answer to whoever sent that information out. All right, so I guess we're going to get out of here. And I'm going to see you guys tomorrow on a lighter note. And again, I hope everybody is able to stay focused on what you got in front of you, because you can't go with them. You really can't. And I want to put this out there too, because sometimes I don't know if it's a good or a bad thing. Sometimes when I want to say, like, parents, when they lose a spouse, like when your mom loses your daddy, dad loses your mom, sometimes the parent that's left behind is no longer the parent that they used to be. And it's hard to accept, but it is what it is. And you have to learn to deal with that new person and accept them as the new person. And you have to also realize it's nothing personal against you, but it's just they're dealing with the loss in their way. Everybody has a way of dealing with losing someone. You have to find the way you do that for you the best, however you do it the best, however you can cope with it is what you should do. I want to also say, I know when you lose someone, some people tend to get really, really nasty, like 100, like really nasty to other people. They don't want to be bothered. They don't want to be talked to. They're mad at the world. Number one, it's nobody else's fault. So let's try not to alienate people who's trying to love you and support you. It's not their fault that your loved one is gone. Let's keep that first and foremost. Understand how hurt that you really are. And, you know, some people don't understand. Sometimes you have to get a whole new job because you need more time, and, you know, boss may not understand that, but you have to heal. So work on healing, work on loving yourself, work on not taking your anger and your grief out on other family members. And another thing too, don't get ignorant when I'm saying this for families who like to fight over belongings. Oh, you know, they want to get the last. Come on. Your loved one is gone. Like, show some respect. You wouldn't do that if they were here. Don't do that in their absence. Be respectful. Be mindful that they're still watching. I appreciate everyone tuned in. Love, peace, and hand grease. See you guys tomorrow.
Hey, baby. I'm sorry. I never meant to hurt you.
That I need you near and with me at all times, yeah. Rescue me from all this pain and misery.